that is my goal, and I would and I would also like to listen. I'm a realist. I understand that in the film world, even in the studio film world, the money goes where the incentives are. And unfortunately for Michigan, the Michigan film incentive lasted from about late 2008 to 2015. It's no longer around. But there are so many incredible things happening in Detroit now. With what's going on in the city, there's a rebirth going on in Detroit now, from arts and culture to food and music and business. I mean, Dan Gilbert, who owns Quicken Loans and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and about 150 other businesses. His company, Bedrock Ventures, they now own and manage about 90 buildings in the downtown and midtown area of Detroit. And, you know, without falling into the gentrification trap of, you know, what's not been going on, which is good, is, you know, because of this forcing people who've been there forever out. These were buildings that were pretty much almost abandoned. I mean, Detroit, for a while, unfortunately, was a ghost town. Unfortunately, it was everything that you had heard about for the last 15 years going on in Detroit. But in the last 3 years, and this is from somebody who came here 7 years ago and went around this city and went, I've never seen anything like this. This is the most intriguing, interesting, desperate city I've ever been in on the planet. That's how strange Detroit was. And I thought, if this city is ever going to come back, it's going to take 30 years to do it. But it's actually taken three. In the last 3 years, how this city has changed, and the excitement and the enthusiasm of what's going on downtown and midtown Detroit. To go back to your original question, I hope that I'm able to keep making movies here in Detroit.